last compliment.
Same card.
I've been in this place several times.
Yeah, you have, eh?
Yeah, I'm living in the Bronx now.
Yeah.
Let's stall them, yeah. We have a bunch of eager waiting patients waiting to see you.
Well, here we come.
We'll start right out here in front section here. We have four fellows that I'd like to start you over here on the left side of the ward. This is Private McGinnis. He's from Mauston, Wisconsin.
A lot of badgers in here.
Yeah.
Where did you get hit?
Shot in the leg.
Huh? Where?
Right below the knee.
What do you mean, where in?
Mauston. And this is Private Freed from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
There are a lot of Wisconsin.
Yes, a lot of upper Midwest people here for this area.
This area to this hospital.
Oh, I see. Yeah, oh, I see what you mean. I see. And the families come up and see them.
Right.
Fine. How old are you?
24.
24. Oh, I remember that year.
We have Donald Chilson, who was not a Vietnam veteran, but he was wounded in injured in an automobile accident.
Oh, where'd you get? You survived Vietnam and you got knocked down where?
In Kansas, sir.
In Kansas?
Walked
never
away from the automobile accident and walked off the cliff.
Oh, no. Nice to meet you.
We'll go back this way, Mr. Sullivan.
Did I just have a chat with these guys before?
Greet them all.
Sure, yeah. Greet them all.
Hello. Coming in, he looks like Sugar Ray. Coloring is.
That'd be my Valentine.
Right in here?
Right down this first.
Hold it, please.
Just a moment, I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have you meet Lloyd Jones laying over here in the corner, Mr. Sullivan.
All right, I'd like to meet Lloyd.
I'll have you go right in on this other side if you would.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello, Mr. Sullivan.
What outfit were you with?
173rd.
73rd? 173rd. 173rd, huh? Where'd you get your landmine?
Landmine, yeah.
Landmine. Where?
What about?
What
up
near
up
town?
Up by on K, Quinion, around there.
He and I were stationed in St. Mary.
Is that so?
Right.
That's so. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Over here I have a patient by the name of Leland Anderson that...
Hello, Leland.
...had an unfortunate leg injury.
What happened to you, like landmine?
No, we were Charlie Alphin. I got my leg.
Hmm?
We were Charlie Alphin coming down in combat assault area.
Combat assault. Those are always so combat assault, the exciting.
Yeah, it is a thrilling thing. It happens so fast, you never even know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank God you're home.
Yeah, you'll be back.
Sergeant Penn tried to stay in close to the patient. Would you please?
Right.
Hello. What is your name?
Bruce Lucas.
Bruce Lucas? What outfit were you with, Bruce?
I wasn't in Nob.
I
wasn't in Nob.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Where were you?
Station here.
Station here? Got it hurt, huh? I'll teach you a lesson.
Over here, Mr. Sullivan, is Private Terry Drake.
Hello, Terry.
Mr. Sullivan?
Where do you come from, Terry?
Iowa.
Iowa? What part?
Central Park, Grand Junction.
Well, where'd you go to school?
I went to school in East Green in Grand Junction.
Mm-hmm. Married or engaged?
Yeah.
Married?
Yeah. Got a little girl.
Hmm?
Got a little girl.
Oh, fine. How old's the baby?
13 months.
Well, 13 months. What's her name?
Lori Kay.
Hmm?
Lori Kay.
That's a cute name for a little girl.
Thank
Lori
you.
Kay.
Yes, he came home to see her.
Huh?
He came home to see her. Didn't see her. He got back.
She's the treat of our ward. We get to see her once in a while up here, too.
Yeah.
But she's the only entertainment we get.
Listen, you guys just tend to your business. Let him take care
right.
of it.
Over here across the way, we have two long-term patients over here, Mr. Sullivan. I'd like to have you. Hello. Meet Paul Smith.
Paul Smith? That's my mother's maiden name, Paul Smith. Where do you come from?
Richmond, Indiana.
Richmond, Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Must have a lot of good basketball teams through there.
Yeah.
How long will you be here?
I'm not for sure, sir. I've been here since March of 69.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say about 6 more months.
Yeah. Thank God you're home safely.
Right.
Can I see this boy?
Sure, sir.
Hello. Maxwell? Matthew. Nice name, Matthew. What outfit were you with?
11th Brigade.
11th Brigade.
AmeriCal
Division. AmeriCal? An awful lot in the papers about the AmeriCal Division. Who is the commanding general of that?
General.
Is it Houghton?
I really don't know, sir.
Well, thank God you're home.
Over here, Mr. Sullivan, we have Paul Grosick, if you'll just step around this side here. Paul came to us about 4 months ago, and coming along real well now.
What outfit was it?
25th Division.
25th. They were in a lot of the fighting, weren't they? What's your arm or what?
Arm and legs.
Arm and legs.
Paul's coming along real fine, Mr. Solomon.
Good.
Being prepared for walking already now.
Oh, wonderful.
We have devices
wonderful.
That allow them to be up for periods of time and prepare their
That's
stumps
good.
For permanent prosthesis, and he is one of these individuals in this stage of the program.
Wonderful. Wonderful. When you come to New York, you have to come in and see our show.
Sure will.
Okay. I live at the Hotel Delmonico, or just contact me through CBS TV.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right. All right. Hello.
Yes, Mark Venn, Mr. Sullivan.
Venn?
Venn.
Venn.
T-H-E-N?
T-H-E-N. Is that so? What the heck? I've never heard.
German.
German?
Venn.
No gone scoop.
Mark is recuperating from some recent back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing very well. He's going to be up walking around.
I thank God with these planes now, they get them back really quickly.
Well, it's remarkable if we didn't have the quick transportation and the medical facilities nearby, and we wouldn't be able to give these fellows the good treatment that they're getting, right?
They'd never get here either.
No, they wouldn't even get this far.
Isn't the Civil War, I mean, the pressure to all the soldiers were killed in the hospital. They'd die in the
mm-hmm.
hospital. They'd... Nice to meet you.
Hello, my boy. All right.
He will be going back in the day.
Rolling, Chuck.
Hey, guys, rolling.
Come on, Sugar Ray.
Okay. Yeah, most of the fellas that we get back from Vietnam are in good spirits, and they really take it well, and they rehabilitate very fast. At first it's a little upsetting to them, but most of them make out real well with it.
Gail Bertrand here is one of our...
Gail? Gail, very nice. Where do you come from?
Recently.
Nebraska. Cornhuskers?
Yeah.
Were you going to school there before you were...
After I graduated out of high school, I messed around until I got drafted.
What outfit were you with?
I was with the Maricel near Tulare.
Maricel, yeah. They got tremendous, there were tremendous stories on the Maricel division.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of the largest over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see Vince Miller over here giving us the eye. I think he's trying to get your attention too.
Who?
Vince. Over.
Hello, Vincent.
Where do you come from, Vincent?
Well, I'm
Guam.
You live?
Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming. What part?
Casper, right in the middle of the state.
Casper, yeah, we've been there.
Pretty nice place.
Hmm?
It's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful country all the way through there. What state's border on Wyoming?
Colorado, Nebraska, Montana, Idaho.
Yeah. Well, outside of Idaho, there's other states that have got beautiful scenery.
They all have pretty good.
Thank you.
Over here we have a crowd of enthusiasts to see you too, and we have a patient, James Cole. James.
Hello, James. How are you?
Jim.
Yes,
sir.
In Chicago? What outfit were you with?
I was with 199 Light Infantry.
Oh, the Light Infantry. Well, the Light Infantry, whether that's
just... similar to an air mobile division.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we just get to move around by choppers everywhere we go. We get to move around by choppers everywhere we go.
Yeah. Just feel a little lonely up there in the chopper, doesn't it? When I see a pass plate coming by.
You get a good view most of the time.
What's...
I had surgery during Christmas.
Hmm?
I had surgery during Christmas and just some shrapnel wounds.
Good. I think I'll take that shot.
I think I can find another one
somewhere. Well, how are you? It's like a Grenadier Guard with that mustache. Let me just see. Hello. Where do you come from?
Arkansas, sir.
What part?
Northeast Chicago. Jonesboro.
Jonesboro? And what outfit are you with?
Maricel Division.
The Maricel. They have suffered heavy casualties, didn't they?
Yeah.
This is Sylvester Moore.
Hello. Lester?
Sylvester.
Oh, Sylvester. All right, Sylvester. Sylvester, I didn't think I'd ever see one of these again. Sylvester, you are a strong man.
Eat quite a bit too, sir.
Well, I was just talking
to myself. What?
I was just talking to myself.
You're talking to yourself. Get rid of that damn pipe and you won't have to.
This is Lonnie. Lonnie Chumley, Mr. Sullivan.
Hello, Lonnie. How are you? All right. What outfit were you with, Lonnie?
First cat.
Hmm?
First cat.
First? Where do you come from?
Corbin, Kentucky.
Where?
Kentucky.
Kentucky? What part of Kentucky?
Corbin.
Where's that, up north?
That's down south.
Hmm?
Down south.
Down south. That's where the tough ones come from.
That's what he tells us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank God you're home. Hello, Miss Nelson. Where's my prescription, Miss Nelson? Where's that lousy water you serve? What's your first name?
Charles.
Charles, what's your first name?
John.
John and Charles. Sound like a couple of apostles.
Little Englander.
Connolly. Connolly, yeah. Where did you come from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Where,
we're
what
still
town?
In the border near Sturbridge. Warren? Right next to Sturbridge. The older Sturbridge village.
Well, thank you.
Aren't you from Connecticut originally?
No, I was born in New York City.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Up in Harlem. 114th Street. Hello, Mr. Walker. Where do you come from?
Chicago, sir.
Chicago, what outfit?
I was from 11th
Cavalry. Was that regular horse cavalry, or is that tanks?
Tanks,
the armored cavalry.
So we have a whole porch full of patients out here. Right. We'd like to have you. I'll try to greet you if you...
Hello, Mrs. Beaumont.
How are you doing?
Hello.
How are you doing? This patient, Gastron, he's just recovering from a ski accident.
A ski accident?
Ski accident. We do get a few of those. We're very fallible as far as being in the appropriate area.
Yeah. Well, what outfit were you with?
Air Force.
The Air Force.
Yes, sir.
Into the wild blue yonder. Hiya, fellas.
Steve.
Hiya. Steve Moyer.
This is patient Specialist Burford. Specialist Burford is just recovering from a back injury also.
Blondie?
Yeah, it's my wife.
Huh? You're not blonde, are you?
No, it's my wife.
Oh, your wife is blonde?
Yeah.
This is George Weybaugh.
Hello, George. How are you?
He's the third of four back patients you've seen today.
Is that so? What's your back broken?
Well, a compression fracture. Just say honest. I had a truck roll over.
A truck?
Right.
It's lucky you're alive.
Glad to be alive. Yeah.
Where was it?
Where happened? I have it here at four cars.
Mm-hmm.
One on two.
Truck ran over.
We have one other patient here in the corner. This is Jerry Enright.
Gary? Hello, Gary. How are you? Gee, what outfit? What outfit were you with?
82nd.
I saw a lot of it.
Jerry just came out of a body cast. Yeah. And hoping to walk him shortly now.
They're home safely.
They're all doing very, very well there. Morale is just one that you couldn't expect. They all want to get up and resume their previous roles of life that they had before they went to Vietnam.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Hello, miss. How are you? Come around here. I think they're getting pictures with this.
That's okay.
Come here. How are you? You married?
No, I'm not.
Well,
I'm looking.
Little Muscatello. Off we go.
Hi.
Ray Block would be a good catch for you.
Which one?
See the little fella in there with the...
Great.
Ray, here's your girl.
Down the end of the ward here, we still have another 15, 20 patients.
All right. Nice to see you all, fellas.
Here we have the tallest patient in the ward, Mr. Sullivan.
Hello, how are you? Hello. What's your name?
Lamar?
Yes.
What's your name?
Davis.
Lamar.
What's your name?
Latour.
French, huh? Is that French or French Canadian? French Canadian. Where do you come from?
Minnesota.
Yeah. I have relatives who came from Minnesota. Nice to see you. Hope you're out soon. Hello, Miss Hawes.
Nice meeting
you. Oh, hello.
Yeah. Tallest patient in the ward.
Is that so?
Ask him how tall he is.
How tall are you?
They measured me the other day. I was
35 inches and 2'11".
What outfit were you with?
25th.
It's quite a morale builder here on the ward.
Good.
Very good mountain morale builder.
Yeah. Hope you get out soon.
Hope so too.
He's well on his way.
Good.
Be too long. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Nice to meet
How
you.
Are you? Very nice to meet you.
Where do you come from?
Minnesota. There are a lot of Minnesota guys here.
I don't know, something might be to that.
Yeah. Where did you get hit?
I did an open operation on my knee.
Oh.
I have a growth in my knee.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's going to be operated on. Good.
Say hello to the family. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Pretty good. Glad to meet you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, you, sir.
Dr. Lawrence, Dr. Lawrence. How many doctors are here? How many staff hospital?
How many staff or residents? I mean, staff members or resident staff?
Resident staff.
In the orthopedic department, we take roughly 3 residents a year, and which would account for roughly about 12. They're not all here at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them go down to Children's Hospital. We rotate through Denver General Hospital and then through the various wards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just you look in the space.
Morris?
Morris, right. Jerry Morris.
Jerry, nice to see all of you.
Thank you.
This is Ronald Lee.
Ronald?
Yes, sir.
Where do you come from, Ronald?
Ohio. Bowling Green, Ohio.
Bowling Green, eh? Is that near Columbus?
It's about 100 miles north.
You used to have a team at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, they still do. They'll be enrolled.
Well, if you want to bet a little on.
Paul's laying in a body cast.
Paul, how are you?
Minnesota.
I see you. Where do you come from, Paul?
Milwaukee.
Hmm?
From Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? Mm-hmm. What outfit were you with?
First Cavalry.
First Cavalry. Tough outfit.
Yeah.
You get better soon.
This patient, Roach, he's just recovered from a gunshot wound of his foot.
Where? Where's it?
Right about in here. One right there.
His toe. What was that, a rifle? Would that be a rifle shot?
Yeah, it was a small bore rifle, was it not?
No, it was a 30-ounce.
Oh, it was 30-ounce.
30-odd-6.
30-odd-6. This is Paul Engel.
Hello, Paul. How are you? Fine. Paul is like a movie star. A movie star. Where do you come from?
From Illinois, northwest of the country. These are my parents, you know.
Oh, hello. How are you? Thank you. It must be wonderful to have the youngster back.
Yes, it's quite a word.
How long were you in before you got hit?
8.5 months. Could you sign this, please?
Oh, I'd be delighted to. Paul? To whom should I make it?
To make it to my mother. It's for my mother.
What's your first name?
Ruby.
Ruby, and your husband's name?
Russell.
Ruby and Russell?
Yes.
What's your first name?
Eldon, E-L-D-O-N.
E-L-D-O-N.
Thank you.
Thank you.